We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host, John Carcutt, can't be here today, so I'm going to give this solo thing another little run. Now, just so you know, I've got my little boy around, and I can hear a little baby in the other room, so I'm at home here working, so pardon the extra sounds occasionally. My little three-year-old doesn't quite understand yet. It's an interesting day here. We've got lots of rain, even a few crashes of thunder, which is really rare around our area, and it's a tick Monday, always too much going on. I hope everyone's weekend was great, and what I wanted to do today is just cover a few things that I've been seeing in the news. Now, I know a lot of our listeners wouldn't be necessarily active in Google News, but there's so much news going on about it right now. What happened is recently they launched what's called a standout tag. Now, for all those that don't know about Google News, it's a place you go to news.google.com, and I might hear a big thunder in a second here. Hopefully, I won't lose my internet. To get into Google News, you have to have a very popular blog. It has to be something that's used a lot, or a website that's used a lot. It's a key source of information for news. It's not the easiest thing to get into. However, once you're in there, it's a pretty phenomenal source of traffic. Now, what they've offered now, they just released this to its 50,000 publishers, that if there's particular articles they think should stand out, you know, should stick out as one of the best articles they've written, they should add the link rel equals standout attribute to any kind of URL. So let's say we're on the homepage of fortune.com and they want to link to one of their top articles. They would put a normal link, link rel, link ahref, all that sort of stuff to show the URL where you want them to go. Then you would add rel equals standout. What that does is it just says to Google, this is a standout article on our site. Please treat it as such. How Google will use that is another thing entirely. I haven't seen any examples yet. But it's interesting, and a particular website can do this up to 7 articles per week, no more. Anything more than that, it'd just be ignored. However, if let's say Fortune writes an article and sources my website for their article, they would, in this case, they could use a standout for that link, say thank you to Ross Dunn for this article, and have a link to the site and put the rel equals standout. They can do that as much times as they want to content external from their own site. There's no limit. It's interesting because Google's really been working on news. I mean, in July, they launched something seemingly irrelevant, but it just adds that they're really focusing on it, which is Google badges for people who are reading news on Google. So if you read a lot of finance, you'll get a badge saying that you love to read finance, and then it'll have a star system on the right and on the right side of the badge. And if you read a lot, you're going to get more and more stars, and you become, I guess, sort of an expert in that field or news anyways. Thing is, it's not public. You can't unless you share it with someone individually. It's, I don't know. It seems odd. There's a few things. I think they're just playing sometimes. I really do. but it's pretty interesting. On another note, Matt McGee posted a great article outlining the top Google News ranking factors according to 17 individual SEO contributors. It's on Search Engine Land right now. And this is for Google News. Let's read off the top 10 here. Category authority. So the news source is known for its expertise. If that's the case, then that's number one. Number two, keywords and headlines and page titles. You're talking classic SEO. Now, why am I reading? I guess I should just go back a sec here. Why am I reading this off if it's likely not for a lot of people listening? Well, I find looking at what works for corporate, it gives you a little insight into how in-depth Google is with their particular algorithms and how they think, for lack of a better word. So, for example, when we're looking at this top elements to how a Google News article will get a top ranking, you'll start to see parallels between that and SEO. And I expect a lot of these are still used in Google blogs as well. Again, that's another area for people who have blogs. So let's get back to this here. Number two is keywords in headlines and page titles. There you go. Number three, domain authority. The source has a strong SEO presence. I'm reading this off of Matt's awesome article here, including a strong inbound link profile and social presence. Social sharing. We all know now that Google is definitely focusing a fair bit of its algorithm on social sharing. It's a great way to weed out garbage, frankly. Sites or articles that don't get any kind of social sharing generally are not as of interest to Google, and I'm sure that's playing out that way in rankings. First to publish story makes perfect sense, right? If you're the first one to break it, you should get the most benefit. Citation rank, the number of other high value sites that cite your article in their stories. The Google blog actually posts something about a new feature, a lot of people will link to it. And when they link to that thing, that becomes the authority article on that particular release of news. It's just everyone's talking about it, so that should be the one that's the number one article. Unique articles, original content with low or no use of other sites' text. That's incredibly important these days. And if you do use other sites' text, I would highly recommend using the standout tag to say thank you, in a sense, for using that content. Now, I'm kind of curious. I mean, it seems like a good idea for blogs, too. I would expect they're going to be implementing something like this for blogs not too long a time. It just makes perfect sense. I would love to be able to give some indication that this link I'm providing is because this website gave me a great idea or gave me some good intel. I do a lot of research before I write an article, and there's a lot of sites I get info from. It'd be nice to give a little bit of a thank you back. High click-through rate from Google News, so a lot of people clicking. We know that Google does track that. It also tracks that in search engine results, so you see that parallel there. High-quality content, and this is determined by Google News editorial, so they've got their own evaluation team. And use of Google News sitemaps, XML sitemaps. So that's the top 10. I don't know about you, but I see a lot of parallels there. Unique content, citation, so people linking to you, social sharing, the fact that your domain has a good reputation, you know, your website has actually been a contributor of excellent content. That's powerful. Keywords and headlines and page titles. Can you get more basic than that for SEO? No, that's key in every format of Google's algorithm, it seems. So that's a great thing to see. Category authority. How much of that is playing out in normal SEO? I'm trying to think if I've seen anything, a proof in that matter. My instinct's always been that, you know, all websites are fit into a particular profile. Obviously, they do in terms of keywords, so why wouldn't they in terms of category? And those that stick out, like, for example, Search Engine Land is obviously a key website for search engine news. If I launched a search engine news website, there's no way in hell I'd compete against that at any time soon. Even if it was awesome, it would take some time because I have to beat out the domain authority. Category and domain authority, those are just two very integral parts, and it makes a lot of sense for search ranking. You know, you've really got to build that valuable presence online and prove that you're worth being a top ranker. So that's a bit of that right now. When we come back from a break, I'll get into some of the other elements or some of the other news I found online. Thank you.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try MySEOTool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
November 16th, 2004.
The beginning of WebmasterRadio.fm and its immediate impact on the internet business world.
Ad Tech.
AFCON.
Search Engine Strategies.
Conversion Conference.
Search Bash.
Affiliate Bash.
We bring you the most extensive and detailed trade show coverage, coast to coast and worldwide.
Trade show coverage delivered your way. Download it on demand now
on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Podcasting at the speed of sound.
WebmasterRadio.fm, the flamethrower.
WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. With myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. Here, I'm trying to interpret my notes here because I'm usually introducing John, but John couldn't make it today. So, in any case, another solo task. I don't get to have as many laughs, but I've got Brasco there, so I guess I can always hassle you. But in any case, what I wanted to talk about next was pagination. And this is something that will affect many of our listeners. Now, just first an explanation of what it is. Pagination is if, for example, you write an article, it's a four-page article. You don't want to include all the content on one page. This is particularly important on sites which have advertising. There's really no benefit to doing that because you'd want to use pagination because we want to make sure that you can get as many pages as possible and many different types of banners or advertisements. It's good to break it up sometimes too for download time. Well, the problem with that was if a website or if the search engines index that content, there's a chance that they could index, say, the third article or third portion of a four-piece article, and that would be the landing page. And it would get really confusing for people. They'd be like, whoa, where's the beginning? Where's, you know, I'm lost, and you could lose that traffic. Well, what people were doing and webmasters were doing, they felt they had no choice here, was they were using the rel equals canonical tag. Now, this is, I suppose, advanced in some regards, but really it's basic in concept. The canonical tag, we've discussed it before, allows you to condense different seeming URLs into the actual URL. They all are, they're all childs of this one parent. So, for example, stepworth.com/services/UTM code, all these different garble gobbledygook you can end up having on the end of a URL will cause Google to think that's another page, whereas they're all actually a part of the services. It's actually the same URL, just has a whole bunch of gobbledygook on there that tends to make it look like a different one. Well, this canonical tag will allow you to say page 2 is actually page 1. Page 3 is actually page 1. Page 4 is actually page 1 to Google. No one else would see this, only Google. And so Google will hopefully only make that one, the page 1, the one that ranks for any particular term. Google didn't like this, though. Miley Ollier, at the one of the last, she's one of the Google representatives, is pretty fed up with hearing about all that. And it was pretty comical, actually, at the last Search Marketing Expo. It was actually Advanced in June, and Search Marketing Advanced. In any case, what they've done now is what Google wants, first of all, is that you have your view-only page. So let's say user rel equals canonical to tell Google where to show its users where to go. You would use a canonical and point to the view-only page. Well, again, you'd think about the advertising aspects. A lot of people didn't like that either. They didn't want the view-only page because it was a long time to load. Because if it's a long article, that's one long page, especially if there's lots of graphics, there's images, even video. Another element, too, is the banners and advertising. You would lose out on that. So there was a bit of an argument there, but you know, when it came right down to it, people were still doing it. Well, what Google's launched now is, first of all, they've made some changes. Google now detects pagination a lot better by default. So you don't have to do anything. They're going to try and push everyone to your view-only page or your view-all page by default. Now, again, a lot of people aren't going to like that, but that's what they're trying to do if you haven't done anything else to tell them otherwise. That said, if you don't want the view-all, then you can block it. You know, use your standard robots.txt, whatever it takes, to block that view-all page and hope that Google's going to pick their first page, because when they don't have access to the view only, they're going to try and choose which of your, let's say, four-page article, which page is most relevant so that people could land in the middle. That hasn't changed, unfortunately, but they have implemented a new thing which will allow you to make sure they can see that these pages are paginated. That's by using you know, at the bottom of the page where you see 1, 2, 3, 4, you're on page 2, you're on page 3, go to next page. Well, they've added another attribute to links. In this case, it's, let's say, if you want to go back to page 1, you're on page 2. You, in the link back to page 1, you'd put an attribute called rel equals prev, P-R-E-V, for previous. So that's rel equals prev. Next one is rel equals next. Very logical, just like any HTML. It's quite logical. And what this will do is, again, allow Google to see that this is all wrapped up into one article. And I don't really see how this fixes the same issue that everyone was concerned about, which is that people will or the search engines will land on the wrong page. I still think that canonical is the best route to go. Just hope that you can use view only as much as, or the view all as much as you possibly can. If you can't, then you may have to take a risk. Or go the old way and just use the canonical and push everyone back to number one. All the search engines to number the page one, so that you hopefully get the ranking for that. I don't know. It gets a little bit confusing. In fact, one of the articles I read by Vanessa Fox on Search Engine Land, she said she's she says there's so many different ways this can be a mess that she's going to try and get it and get into this and flush out a larger article on the subject. Now, you think about product sites. There is a ton of people out there with e-commerce systems where they have, when you click on, say, a tire, let's say you're at a place that sells car parts and there's tires. Well, Lord knows there's tons of different types of tires, different treads, different, you name it. My family used to own a huge retreading company and tire franchise. But the deal was that there was just so many, I blew my mind. I looked at a catalog. Well, this is the same for many different industries. And what can happen is there's a lot of duplicate content within that area. Well, if you use this, at least you can tell them that use this rel equals next or rel equals prev. You can tell them that this is all part of one section, and that hopefully will minimize any content issues. The other option before was, again, just to use a canonical and send them always back to the main page about that category of product, let's say Michelin, All Weathers, or anything like that. I'm simplifying this still. Keep that in mind. There are other elements that you should consider, but I think that that gives you a bit of an idea. Now, I guess at this point, we're going to take another quick break. And when we get back, I'm going to answer a couple of questions I've got from Facebook and from email. Thank you.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
On the road. On the boat. Working out. Or up in the air. Now you can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere. Look for WebmasterRadio.fm on TuneIn. Available for download on your iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, Android, Palm, Samsung, and Windows Phone. As well as Google TV, Yahoo TV, and Roku. Tune in to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere by downloading TuneIn right now. WebmasterRadio.fm. We really are everywhere.
Don't get caught in a web of confusion.
Learn the ropes on WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and unfortunately not John Carcutt today. Hopefully we'll be able to get back with him next week. I really miss pestering him, but I guess that'll come soon. And I have to say, I really like our soundtrack. Did you invent that one? How did you guys do that? Do you guys just have someone make these?
Soundtrack? You mean the way we come back in and out of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I did that.
Nice.
Well, we got very a production nice team. No, no, everything comes all together in one shot. Like, we got the voices, we got the music, we got the elements, all that stuff, and we make it ourselves. Again, awesome. Like I said in the chat, pshaw. No, no, we do awesome, it all ourselves. Awesome. We're a full-functioning production house.
That's sweet. I'm connected with the best. I knew it.
You got it.
All right. Well, let's get to a few of these questions before we run out of time here. First of all, from James Mulvey, one of our Uber fans, apparently. He's listened to almost all of our shows and learns a ton, so thank you very much. It's very kind of you. You wanted to know if we're going to do a show on BB Press, the WordPress-based forum software. I honestly have no experience with it. I probably should, but I just haven't. That's why I'm going to lean on John a bit when he gets back. So I'll have to take note to run this by him and see what he has. He's worked with a lot of this stuff. I don't know. He must have more time on his hands than I do. This is great. See, I can nail him and he doesn't even get back to me on it. It's great. So, James, thank you for the question, and I will try and get to that on the next show with John on board. Next, the one that I just read, I might have missed one, so sorry about that. But it's from Beth – oh, man, I'm going to try this name. Beth Landy Kamerdnir. Wow, I'm sure I butchered that. Anyway,
actually, I think you're on the money with that. Kamerdiner, I would pronounce it.
Kamerdiner? Yeah. Felt like there might be a, kind of a roll in there, but who knows?
A regular post to the Facebook page, as a matter of fact.
Yes, on our Facebook. That's facebook.com/SEO101podcast. And you're always welcome to post questions here, and we do try and get to them. She has asked, she says, can you please settle this long debate about SEO, mainly Google, and how a website is developed? She's heard both sides. One, it matters that you use what you use to create or develop your website. For example, WordPress develops sites, WordPress sites versus FrontPage or Dreamweaver.
Yeah,
FrontPage gives me the quivers. Of course, this is assuming that the site meets all the other ranking rules. Number two, it does not matter in any way what you use to create or update your site as long as the ranking rules are met. Okay, so yeah, I mean, I've gotten I'm having a hard time saying it. Front page sites ranked perfectly well back in the day, and I don't see a reason why it would be a problem now if anyone even ran it still. Dreamweaver is my preference. Again, that's just preference, just because it seems to have cleaner code. Other WordPress is fantastic. What it comes down to is the quality of the code. You're not just dealing with ranking issues. You're also dealing with usability. Remember, Google does note if someone goes to a site and then leaves, you know, there's a low time on site and they come right back to a search and conduct the same search again. That's the kiss of death. You know, that sort of stuff adds up over time and can have an effect on your reputation, your website's reputation. So if your site, let's say, is built in something, front page, that could have broken a particular browser, well, people are going to leave. They're not going to like what they see, and they're not going to find the experience very good, so they're going to leave. It could be that. It could be load time. I know this is years ago. I've been doing this too long, but where, you know, they have problems image resizing. Now, all this stuff, I'm sure, is being dealt with now. I've been using Dreamweaver for so long, I've been spoiled. But there are a lot of ways that a site can be messed up by using a design system that just frankly isn't ready or isn't optimized. So that's where I'm at. There's no hard and fast rule either way, but you want to make sure you're using something of high quality. I hope that helps, Beth. But yes, you're right. Other than that, you've just got to follow the rules. Make sure the site's got a good speed for download time. It's cross-browser compatible. You may even want to, these days, not even may, you should make sure that it works well on mobile. And I should be slapping myself for that because we haven't done a good job of that on our Step 4 site. But it's got to be done. There are a lot of people are browsing now on their iPads, and that's not so much a big problem, such as, you know, but the iPhones and Android phones, all these guys are out there, and you want to make sure you can provide them with a nice experience. The next question is a bit of a long one. I'll try and get it quickly into parts before we run out of time here. It is by email. It came from what's his name here? Dan Toombs from CompuGift. CompuGift sells pens and such for promotional pens and such for businesses. Let's see if I can skirt this here. It says, I have an SEO question which I think may be of interest to your SEO 1 audience. I've been doing all my SEO for promotional gifts business for the past few years. He's done fairly well. He currently writes the content for each of his three sites, which are ranking highly for many of his chosen words in the UK. He has failed, however, to achieve higher than a page rank 2 for any of his sites. And now, before I say what I was going to say, he does clarify immediately that he listens to the show regularly and understands that page rank may be a bit overrated these days. But he's concerned because he's seen competitors enter the market recently with new sites that have gotten PR quite quickly. They're also doing very well in Google and are occasionally ranking higher. Their sites often offer nonsensical information, but chances are a few people have really ever read this stuff, so I have to agree with them there. One such competitor already has a PR 6, even though he's been only trading for about 2 years. His company is smaller than mine, but he knows his SEO and has some backers. He's wondering here. Okay, well, better not skirt this. He says, as a bit of an experiment, I decided to start a hobby Indian food blog. I love to cook, and my site has already reached PR 2 in only a few months. I put this down to the fact that many people find cooking of interest and are linking to the blog for good reason. They like the recipes and believe their blog reader will too. Whereas with pens, it's a little tougher to get links. And that's true. You know, I've run into a lot of clients who have sites where it's like, how am I going to get links to this? Who's going to want to link to my site? I know what you mean. And so he says here, surely Google must realize that thousands of people are not going to want to link to a new promotional gift site that is in no way better than companies with more experience. So what I gather you're saying there is all these new sites are doing better. You've been around a lot longer. Your site's just as comparable, if not better. But these guys are doing better. And you know what it is, in my experience, is fresh sites, fresh domains. If you've ever had any experiences with any negative results on your site, perhaps you're using some out-of-date technology on your site, anything that might make Google want to offer up these other sites before yours because perhaps they offer better functionality, perhaps they work well, they've got better download times, all the different elements that could be of an issue when it comes to design and structure, including URLs, then that can play a role. And that newer websites, it's kind of like the new person in school. People are a little weary, but they tend to want to like them first, or you know, they're really popular. Then they start making mistakes. You get to know them a little bit better. At that point, their true reputation appears. Well, if these guys are new, they're going to be kind of a favorite for a bit. If they prove they've got good content, they're going to be a bit of a favorite because there's no reason they shouldn't be. They've got good stuff. And if Google's already made its mind up about your site, but not theirs, theirs could potentially rank a little better. I know I'm simplifying this, but that's the concept. So he says, how does a small business like mine, or for that matter, larger companies, compete with such a stray that must be costing a lot of money? You know, could his competitors be purchasing a link? And if so, is Google just turning a blind eye? Yes, obviously they could be buying links, pardon me. And by the sound of things, I skirted over bar to this about this other company. Sounds like this company could be doing it. It seems like they've run this before and they're in and out quickly and sell off. So they're probably using link wheel tactics, a lot of tactics out there that are used to build links and build the popularity you need to succeed in competitive markets fast and then get out. But they are black hat, essentially. Gray hat, I suppose, if you really, in some regards, because you are still having to build the links. People have to put it in voluntarily. But it does depend on how you do it. There are black hat ways of doing that. In any case, you've mentioned that your link building efforts are largely by articles and they've done well, but not well enough to compete with these people. I would say, I hate saying this because it's always tough when you're up against someone who may be using more nefarious tactics. If you can prove it, it's up to you what to do with this. It's not necessarily my recommendation to turn them in, but you could do that if you wished. You could always submit their site and say, this is what's going on to Google. There's a lot of information on that. I can hear my boy calling me because he needs to have his diaper changed. In any case, that might be my word here to go.
TMI.
I'm not doing it on the air, I can tell you. So might PageRank be more important than we think? No. I still maintain that, yes, it's a good signal. You're right. The 2 versus 6 is definitely a signal. There's some some discrepancy of how Google feels about your website. And that could just require some revamping. Maybe, you know, I think at this point a really good idea, not to toot my own horn here, but I think it really makes sense, is to talk to me about some competitor analysis. Let's find out what these other guys are doing well and see how we can beat them out. We live and breathe that at Stepforth. Just my head's completely jammed full of information because I'm working on one right now, actually. We can learn a lot. And if these guys, if you, as you said, you've seen before them do very well and quickly, well, let's find out how they do it and play their own game if we can. Again, we don't want to go the black hat route, but we don't want you to be out because you're not following every technique. I don't know how much you can hear, but it's pretty funny. That little boy's going off on me. Okay, I think that's it. Oh, you mentioned you've submitted 1,400 articles or so to Ease on Articles. I'm hoping that means that you have done that. They're duplicates. You know, they're not. You've also had these on your site first. You've established that they're from you first before you put them on Ease on Articles. I only do that. I never give unique content to Ease on Articles or Article Alley or any of these other sites. Well, maybe Article Alley is a bad example. That may be one where it requires it. I can't recall. Just make sure to give yourself the credit first before you put it out there. Give it a few days. Make sure Google's indexed it. You can search easily enough in Google to find out. And then you can go wild. Go out there and try these article sites. Since the Panda update, they aren't nearly as effective, but they still have some merit. So I definitely still use them. I just don't have nearly the expectations I would have before. So that's it for today's show. I hope everyone enjoyed it. Like I said, it's a little drier. I can't bounce off John a bit, but lots of content there. And it's been an interesting week for news, and there's lots more coming. So keep an eye out. It's been a busy year. So thank you very much for joining us today. SEO 101 airs every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. And by all means, leave some questions on facebook.com/SEO101podcast. And I'll talk to you next week after I've looked after my little boy here. Have a good night.